With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. The smoke pouring into a small Montana town from a nearby wildfire has gotten so bad that health officials are warning residents to leave the area, or at least find somewhere else to sleep at night when the smoke is at its worst. Sealy Lake registered air pollution levels this morning 38 times what the World Health Organization says is safe. The hazardous air prompted the Missoula City County Health Department to recommend for the first time ever that an entire community just leave their homes for clearer skies. The recommendation is not an enforceable evacuation, and most of Sealy Lake's 1,600 residents are staying. Fire officials will hold a public meeting tonight at 6 at the Sealy Lake Elementary School. Firefighters working on the 4,200-acre Liberty Fire southeast of Arlee are employing a long-term confinement strategy. The fire, which at one point threatened evacuations in the Placid Lake area, is now far enough away from communities that fire managers say they can take a more patient approach that minimizes risk to firefighters. Kristen Allison is a public information officer working on the Liberty Fire.
Because it is a wilderness and primitive area and not a community, we have the ability to utilize a strategy that gives us more time.
That fire is now 90% contained. Community meetings will also be held tonight about the Lolo Peak Fire at 7 at the Lolo Community Center. A meeting about the Gibraltar Ridge Fire will be held tomorrow night at 6 at the Lincoln County High School Auditorium. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Nikki Ouellette.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Top federal and state fire managers say the national fire preparedness level will be raised to its highest point Friday afternoon. The National Multi-Agency Coordinating Group made the announcement today, saying the jump to preparedness level 5 reflects a high degree of wildfire activity and that further assistance from the military and international resources may be considered and requested. The group says wildfire activity has escalated in recent days after thunderstorms, many with little or no moisture, moved across parts of California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana, sparking hundreds of new fires. Montana state climatologist Kelsey Genso says a persistent high-pressure system hovering above the state may be to blame for all the fires and drought in Montana this summer.
Where you have a high-pressure system, you typically don't have lots of rainfall. And so it's just been really dry this year.
To date, more than 40,800 wildfires have burned over 6 million acres in the United States this year, which is below the 10-year average for number of fires, but above the 10-year average for acres burned. The last time the national preparedness level was raised to 5 was on August 13th, 2015. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.